Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. In today's episode, we'll cover effective retargeting strategies, including segmenting audiences, creating compelling ads, measuring success, and maximizing brand visibility to drive purchases.
Today, I thought it might be interesting to dive into the world of retargeting campaigns. You know, those ads that seem to follow you around the internet after you visit a website? I know they can be annoying, but when done right, retargeting ads can be a powerful tool to keep your brand top of mind and boost your sales. So let's start by discussing how to create effective retargeting campaigns. The first step is to segment your audiences. This means dividing your website visitors into different groups based on their behavior. For example, you might have one group of people who added items to their cart but didn't complete the purchase, and another group of people who visited your website but didn't take any action. By segmenting your audiences, you can tailor your retargeting ads to each group's specific needs and interests. Once you have your audiences segmented, it's time to craft compelling ads. Remember, you're trying to re-engage people who've already shown an interest in your brand, so your ads should be enticing enough to make them come back and complete their purchase. One effective strategy is to offer a special discount or promotion to bring those potential customers back to your site. You can also highlight any unique selling points or features of your products to remind them why they were interested in the first place. Of course, you need to measure the success of your retargeting efforts. One of the most important metrics to track is conversion rate. This measures the percentage of people who saw your retargeting ad and then completed a purchase. By monitoring your conversion rate, you can gauge the effectiveness of your ads and make any necessary adjustments to improve your results. Another metric to keep an eye on is click-through rates. This measures the number of people who clicked on your retargeting ad compared to the number of people who saw it. A high click-through rate indicates that your ad is engaging and grabbing people's attention. On the other hand, a low click-through rate may mean that you need to make some changes to your ad to make it more appealing to your target audience. Tracking the number of impressions your retargeting ads receive is also important. Impressions represent the number of times your ad is shown to people. But keep in mind that a high number of impressions doesn't necessarily mean your campaign is successful. You also need to consider the conversion rate and click-through rate to get the full picture. Now that we've covered some of the basics, let's discuss some best practices to keep in mind. First, frequency capping is a good way to avoid crossing over into annoyance territory. This means limiting the number of times a person sees your retargeting ad. Setting a frequency cap can help ensure that your ads are seen enough times to make an impact without becoming overbearing. Next, consider the timing of your retargeting ads. It's important to strike the right balance between being prompt and giving your potential customers enough time to make a decision. For example, if someone added an item to their cart but didn't complete the purchase, you might want to retarget them within a day or two to remind them of the item. However, if they still haven't made a purchase after a week or so, you might want to consider a different approach or give them some space to make up their minds. Finally, don't forget to test and optimize your retargeting campaigns. Every audience is unique, and what works for one group may not work for another. By testing different strategies, ad formats, and messaging, you can identify what resonates best with your target audience and optimize your campaigns accordingly. With the right approach, retargeting can be a powerful tool to keep your brand top of mind and ultimately help to boost your sales.
In this episode, Chris looked at effective retargeting strategies, covering how to segment audiences, create compelling ads, measure success, and maximize brand visibility to drive purchases. Thank you for tuning in to the Practical, Actionable Marketing Podcast, the go-to resource for busy professionals looking to boost their marketing efforts in just a few minutes. We can't wait to have you join us again for our next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and keep taking practical marketing action.